before Yontif. Not Nisr Malacha the same way like we have in Shabbos and Yontif. Not the same type of Nisr Malacha. There is an Nisr Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos Hayom. So what does this apply to? So it applies to... Okay, it's somewhat comparable to the Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed, which also many people don't know about. Okay, but basically, professional quality activities or professional activities, when there's no major loss of money involved, are a problem. So to do things to prepare for Yontif, which are not a full scale, certainly not professional Malacha, that a person can do. You can still take a shower. It's okay, but getting a haircut, shaving even should be done earlier. Washing clothes should be done earlier. Anything which is really unnecessary to be done after Chatzos Hayom should be done before Chatzos Hayom. Certainly, any major activities, certainly business activities, should be curtailed after Chatzos Hayom. Okay, it's already time we're moving into the Yontif, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that was the time when we shechted the Karban Pesach. When the time when a person brings a Karban, it's like a mini Yontif already. In fact, if you look in Chumash, the word Pesach does not describe the 7 days of Chag HaMatzos. The word Pesach describes Erev Yontif. And Yudal Nisan is called Pesach. It's already after Chatzos Hayom. We're already moving into the Yontif, and there is an Isser Malacha, okay, the way that I just described. In addition, later in the day, a person should not be eating that much. Not supposed to have a full-fledged meal already. Comes, as the Mishnah says, samuch la-mincha, which means half an hour before mincha katana. So the last 3 hours of the day, a person is not really supposed to have anything heavy. Okay, we're supposed to have a good appetite by the time we get to the Seder, and we can eat the matzah with a good appetite. Mariv on Pesach night, so there are different minhagim. It's obviously a regular Yontif Ma'ariv, but there are different minhagim with regard to saying Hallel in shul after Ma'ariv at night. How many of you guys say this in your home shuls, like where you come from? All right, it's becoming a very, very widespread minhag. For many generations, it used to be that Sfardim and Hasidim did it, and people who daven Nusach Ashkenaz basically didn't. Like the Rama says that the minhag was not to. But here in Eretz Yisrael, everybody does it, and it's also been becoming more popular that people say this Hallel already after Shul and Ma'ariv of Pesach. So this is, even when the Shulchan Aruch describes this, the Shulchan Aruch says, we say it's been Ima, and with great Simcha. On the one hand, we don't want to drag out too much, we want to start the Seder as soon as possible. So we get right into Sikkun Yetz Mitzrayim, and people are not going to fall asleep, and the kids are not going to fall. On the other hand, it's a time to really go ahead and to say Hallel, and that kicks off the Mitzvah Salayim.
We'll start.